Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Parts of Oregon are digging out of the biggest and so far only snowstorm of the year. Another 6 to 12 inches could fall today, and just in time, because snow has been scarce throughout the Pacific Northwest this year, and that's caused frustration for skiers and snowboarders and worry for farmers who rely on a melting snowpack during summer months. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Oregon Public Broadcasting's David Nogueras reports.
This time of year, Andrew Taylor says whenever it's raining in Portland, he starts to get excited. Rain in the valley usually means snow up in the mountains, but snow has been in short supply. So a few weeks ago, Taylor and his older brother loaded their snowboards into the car and headed out to Central Oregon's Mount Bachelor Resort. But coming off the mountain, 27-year-old Taylor seemed underwhelmed, if not a little disappointed.
Well, it was pretty good, The snow is all pretty much hard pack, and groomed runs are pretty nice, but, there's not really any loose snow around.
The lack of snow isn't just confined to the Cascade Mountains. Julie Caberly is a hydrologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Service.
It's pretty much all of Oregon. There's a couple of areas in northeast Oregon, basically the headwaters of the Grand Ronde River and the northern slopes of the Wallawa Mountains that are doing decent for snowpack. But for the rest of Oregon, we're talking less than 50% normal snowpack.
Caberly says just how much snow falls between now and the late spring could have far-reaching implications for irrigators, fisheries, hydroelectric generation, and even the severity of this year's wildfire season. Right now, however, it's the hospitality industry that's feeling it most acutely. While Mount Bachelor has had less snow than in past years, the Hoodoo ski area is having its season opener today, 10 weeks after originally planned. Meanwhile, in southwest Oregon, the Mount Ashland ski area still hasn't been able to open for the season because of the lack of snow.
There you go.
About an hour and a half east of Eugene, a handful of regulars sit at the bar at Manley's Tavern in the community of Crescent Lake Junction. There's been just enough snow at nearby Willamette Pass Resort for operators to open a few runs for limited hours on the weekend. But bartender Dee Francis says most of the people who visit here in the winter come for the snowmobiling. She says with so little snow, most have stayed away.
It's been extremely slow. Days like this are painful, both for the owners of this place, as well as other businesses in the junction. You can see the worry on their face every day because of this lack of snow and lack of business.
Far across the state, in Nissa, Oregon, Kay Riley is also worried. He's the general manager and a co-owner of Snake River Produce. The company packs and ships red, white, and yellow onions in Malheur County.
Personally, I'm on my knees praying, so I hope that somebody listens.
Riley's fields draw water from the Owyhee Reservoir, which right now is at around 10% capacity. By his calculations, at best, that would be just about a month's worth of water for irrigation. Planting season begins next month, but Riley says he'll delay planting as long as possible, and he thinks many farmers in Malheur County might not plant at all.
Oh, you could see production reduced by 75% easily.
Oregon should get some relief in the short term. The National Weather Service is predicting snow and rain throughout much of the state for the next few weeks. But even if a record-breaking snowstorm were to hit, experts say there'd still be a good chance of severe drought throughout much of the southern part of the state. Yesterday, the Oregon Drought Council recommended the governor's office approve emergency drought declarations for four Oregon counties. At least four other Oregon counties are expected to request their own emergency declarations in the coming weeks. For Here and Now, I'm David Nogueras.